Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our outdoor service in the park. So glad that you've joined us today for this service. You all know I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. We're trying to mix things up here a little bit today, so we're actually going to start by standing and singing a song. That is the first time in a year that we have stood and sang together. Isn't that nice? Yeah, so happy to be here with you, and I'm so glad you all are here this morning. And so I'm going to start our service today by sharing with you our vision statement. And so if you know it, you can join in along and say it with me. And if you don't, you can just take it in. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." And so that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we're giving ourselves the opportunity to touch that presence within us, to awaken to and to feel and to sense and to know that divine presence that is none other than our very own spirit, the presence that is the incarnation of that infinite one, that is the one and only presence and power, and that presence expresses itself within us as love and as peace, as the truth of our own wholeness and our own authentic power. Because what happens is it's only as we come to recognize that that is within us, regardless of what's happening in our lives, regardless of what's happening in the world, that then we have access to that peace and that love and the truth of our own wholeness and all of those qualities of the Spirit. And so as we access those and bring those into the world, we act as a beneficial presence to those around us, because we come to the world differently. We come to the world more loving and kind and compassionate and generous. And then we act as a healing balm for this world. We act as a healing balm for our own selves and our own lives, as well as those that are around us. And because we're all connected to everyone and everything, it affects the whole also. And so I say thank you to each and every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing the presence into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is beneficial. So thank you for that. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, forward. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is already right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you right now just to kind of begin to settle into yourself. We're going to sing the prayer chant, "We Are," by Denise Rosier. So you can either sing that or just sit and listen and take that in, and that will take us into that evocation. So I invite you just to kind of settle into the beingness of yourself instead of the doingness, the part of you that just is, and to allow yourself just to rest there for a moment.
Grateful to be here this morning with the Living Beyond Limits family as we take a few minutes to affirm our oneness with Spirit. This universal presence of love and light in our lives makes it very easy for us to recognize and experience the wonderful effects of pure spirit in our lives and in all that we do. The one universal source does not come and go. It is always present, and it is who we are. It is also what Living Beyond Limits is. Living Beyond Limits is a doorway that Spirit uses to manifest the One Source in many, many ways. That includes this service today. I bless Reverend Jennifer as she manifests the all-knowing One Source into this service and into our lives. We are very blessed by this. I bless Ray for the Spirit that flows through him and into our own Living Beyond Limits. I bless the practitioners. I bless everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths, and I bless this service. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from The Art of Life by Ernest Holmes. Goes like this. When we turn our spiritual gaze inward, we are able to find peace, poise, and joy through our partnership with the Eternal. It is the secret place of the Most High, which is not an actual location, but a state of thought, an inner awareness. And in our inner awareness, we recognize that man is a center in the consciousness of God. And since God is everywhere, it naturally flows that we always stand at the threshold of divine wisdom, infinite peace, and perfect power. We may enter in and possess this kingdom of good if we have the will to do so. But first, we must have faith that such a kingdom exists. Here is where the soul, as Emerson said, makes its great claim on God. We dare to believe not only that there is a sacred place within, but that we are in it right now. We open our minds and hearts to our sacred space. It is not difficult to believe in good instead of evil, and to have faith in victory rather than fear. For what if our problems are great, individually and collectively? Is there not one greater than all these difficulties? Truly, the sacred place of the Most High is wherever our faith rests its attention, and wherever our conviction sees through that which denies our good. Let us open up an ever-widening channel for the divine flow and remain calm in the midst of the world, that we may move forward into our greater good. And so it is.
So do you ever find it hard to let go? Do you ever find it hard to let go of resentments because someone has done you wrong? Or to let go of an unforgiveness because someone has hurt you? Or to let go of your judgment because, after all, your opinion and your perspective is right, isn't it? Do you ever find it hard to let go of worry or of fear? Especially when things aren't going according to your plan? Or do you ever find it hard to let go of something which really isn't serving you any longer? Maybe it's a job or a relationship or the place that you're living, out of fear that there won't be something better to replace that thing, so you hold on to it. You know, underneath that not wanting to let go is really a desire to know that we are going to be okay. To know that we are okay, to know that things are going to be okay, to know that things are going to work out, and to know that we are safe. That's what's really underneath that not wanting to let go and that holding on. But I mean, after all, if someone has done you wrong and someone has hurt you, you don't feel safe. And we think that by not forgiving that person, that's going to keep us from getting hurt again. Because in that unforgiveness, we have put a wall up between that person and our own vulnerable heart. It's our ego that thinks that that is the thing, not forgiving, that's going to keep us safe. But we all know that Nelson Mandela said that resentment is like drinking poison and expecting your enemy to die. It doesn't work that way, our unforgiveness. And the Course in Miracles says that all forgiveness is a gift that we give to ourselves. Because in our forgiveness, we are then free. And in our forgiveness, we then are at peace. But not letting go is the ego's way of trying to control things, of trying to control our life and trying to keep us safe, because the ego thinks not letting go, holding on, is the thing that's going to keep us safe. But you know what? In truth, not letting go and holding on is the thing that keeps us stuck. It's the thing that keeps us from moving forward. On an even deeper level than wanting to hold on and stay safe, what we really want is to have a sense of well-being. What we really want is to have serenity and to have a sense of security, to feel secure in ourselves and secure in our lives and secure in the world. So the problem really is that we're just simply not trusting life enough to let go. We're not trusting that life will provide for us, life with a capital L, life, that life will provide for us and meet our needs. We don't trust enough to let go that actually life is on our side and that life is for us. We don't trust that life wants us to thrive. But in reality, life is meant for us to thrive. It's constructed for us to thrive. That's its very nature, is to support each and every single one of us in thriving in this life. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, "The will of spirit is peace and happiness. It could have no other will." He also says, "The will of God is always toward that which expresses life and happiness." To suppose that the will of God could be in opposition to the advancement of our lives would be to think of spirit as being self-destructive. Spirit supports its own outpicturing. It supports itself as our lives unfolding and as us living this life. And so the title of my talk today is "That What You Really Want?" Because is that really what you want? To hold on and to not let go? What I'm talking about is that letting go of that which does not serve us, that which does not serve our best life and bring our greatest life about. And I'm also talking about how letting go creates a space within us and within our lives for something better to show up, for something greater to show up. It creates a space for spirit to orchestrate that something better coming into our lives. And so I'd like to share a story with you. It says, "Once there was a king who received two magnificent falcons. They were peregrine falcons, the most beautiful birds he had ever seen. He gave the precious birds to his head falconer to be trained. Months passed, and one day the head falconer informed the king that the one of the falcons was flying majestically, soaring high in the sky. The other bird had not moved from its branch since the day it had arrived. The king summoned healers and sorcerers from all across the land to tend to the falcon, but no one could make the bird fly. He presented the task to the member of his court, but the next day, the king saw through the palace window that the bird still had not moved from his perch. Having tried everything else, the king thought to himself, maybe I need to find someone who is more familiar with the countryside to understand the nature of this problem. So he cried out to his court, go get a farmer. In the morning, the king was thrilled to see the falcon soaring high above the palace gardens. He said to his court, bring me the doer of this miracle. The court quickly located the farmer, who came and stood before the king. The king asked him, how did you make the falcon fly? With his head bowed, the farmer said to the king, it was very easy, Your Highness. I simply cut the branch that the bird was standing on. Letting go, that thing that seems the hardest for us to do, is the very thing that allows us to soar. Forgiveness allows us to be free. Letting go of our resentments allows us to be at peace. Letting go of that job that isn't serving you, that isn't using your gifts or talents, creates space for one to show up that does use your gifts and talents and meet your needs. Toni Morrison said, if you want to learn to fly, you have to give up that which weighs you down. You know, we've all had things in our lives that we haven't wanted to let go of. We've all had relationships that didn't serve us. And we found that finally it was only in letting that relationship go that we could have a relationship that was better, that was the one that our hearts really desired. I know that many times in my life I've planted plants in the garden who simply didn't do well in that particular environment. It was too much sun or too much shade or not the right kind of soil. I actually had to dig up that plant in order to put one in its place that would thrive, that would grow, that would do what it was meant to do. You have to get rid of that couch that's hurting your back when you sit on it so that you can get a new couch to put in its place. You can't put the new one on top of the old one. You have to get rid of the one that isn't working. But letting go requires that we trust. Letting go requires that we have faith. Letting go requires that we remember that life is for us. And that God is on our side. There's only one side. There's not God and something else. There's not God and our life. There's only God as our life. We can trust that presence to lead us and to guide us into our greatest lives. We can trust that presence to lead us into that life which is most fulfilling. My favorite quote by Ernest Holmes, one of my favorite quotes, says this: we are not depending on a reed shaken by the wind, but on the principle of life itself for all that we shall ever have or shall ever need. It is not some power or a great power. It is all power. We aren't depending on a reed shaken by the wind, but on the principle of life itself. That's what we're depending on. That's what we're leaning into. That's what we know will guide us and lead us and orchestrate for us according to our desires, our heartfelt desires, and our own flourishing. And so when I'm having a hard time letting go and I'm having a hard time trusting, one of the things that I do oftentimes is to look to animals. And to look to animals and to notice that birds migrate. They know how to migrate and they know when to migrate. They migrate so that they are in an environment where food is plentiful. Those birds don't say, oh, maybe I'll just stay here. It's more familiar here. You know, I know that I can handle what's here. Oh, it's really not that bad. Maybe I'll just stay here instead of migrating this year. They trust that inner guidance and that knowing. Animals have babies in the spring when the weather's warm, so it's easy for those babies to thrive and food is plentiful. No one has to teach them how to do that. I remind myself of that when I'm having a hard time trusting, because that same intelligence is within us. That same intelligence that expresses in those birds and in those animals as greater life expresses within us as greater life. Birds have light bones so that they can fly. And kangaroo rats. Do you know about kangaroo rats? They are so cute. They're these little round rats that live in the desert, and their tails go up and they have big feet. Well, they live in the desert where there's very little water. Kangaroo rats get all the moisture that they need to thrive from the seeds that they eat. And from when they're in their little burrows at night, their breath makes condensation on the ceiling, and they lap up and drink the condensation from their own breath. If there is a universe that knows how to orchestrate that, it knows how to orchestrate your life and my life so that we are happy and fulfilled and satisfied and thriving. So when I'm having a hard time trusting, I remind myself of those kind of things. I can rely on that love intelligence. But it requires that we let go of whatever's keeping us small. It requires that we let go of whatever is keeping us stuck, so that in turn we can live a more expansive and a more fulfilling and a more deeply satisfying life, a life that's joy-filled. That means then that we must let go of resentment and unforgiveness and instead experience peace and love and compassion. You have to let go of the job or the home or the relationship that isn't serving you, that isn't meeting your needs, that isn't fulfilling, so that you can move into one that does. You have to let go of your worry and your fear so that you might discover there was nothing to worry about in the first place. And you have to let go of that which is keeping you small so that you can discover who you really are. So that you can discover the beauty and the wisdom and the strength and the power that you already have inside of yourself. And so I have a couple of questions for you. And so I invite you to close your eyes just for a moment. And to ask your spirit, to ask that wisdom that lives inside of you, what is my spirit asking me to let go of right now? What is my spirit asking me to let go of right now? So that I might live a more expansive and a more fulfilling, peaceful, and joy-filled life. And is there anything that you are doing right now, knowing what you know now, that you wouldn't get into again if you were starting it over today? Is there anything you are doing right now, knowing what you now know, that you wouldn't get into again if you were starting over today? And if the answer is yes, then your next question is, how do I get out of this situation? And how fast do I do it? And I invite you to open your eyes. You can trust that wisdom inside of you. It is so much wiser and deeper than the voice of your ego, than the voice of your fear, than the voice of that which keeps you small. And so my invitation to you this week is to know that Spirit wants you to thrive. To know that Spirit wants you to be happy and to feel fulfilled. Spirit wants you to experience your own wholeness and your own authentic power. Spirit wants you to experience the love within you and the goodness within you, and to experience who you really are. Remind yourself that everything is working for good. Everything, even when you can't see it. To remind yourself that everything is taking you to a greater discovery of who you are. And everything is taking you to a greater experience of life. And if you get stuck in something, to do what we just did, to get quiet and to get centered in knowing that life is for you and that God wants you to thrive, and then ask your spirit that question, what does my spirit want me to let go of? What do I need to let go of to thrive and to feel free and to be in joy? And then, as a result of that, you'll be living your greatest life. You'll be living with a sense of freedom and a sense of peace and experiencing your own wholeness and living your best life. So blessings to every single one of you on this path of letting go of what does not serve you, of discovering your own spiritual magnificence and who you are. Blessings to every single one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. How good it is just to be reveling in this awareness of the presence of God, the presence of that infinite one whose good pleasure is to give us the kingdom. That one presence, that one power, that one life, that one beingness, that one energy that we call the divine, that is none other than life itself, the life that is beating our hearts, the life that is breathing our lungs, the life that we are living and the life that is living us, is none other than that divine presence. We hear it in the birds chirping. We feel it in the love that we have for others. We feel it in our connection that we have, and we feel it and experience it by listening to our own hearts, by listening to our own intuition, by listening to that within us which knows and knows that it knows. And so today I am just recognizing that we are always supported. We are always carried. We are always buoyed. We are always loved by that divine presence. And we are always guided and directed. Our job is just simply to listen within. And so today we listen within and we let go of that which does not serve us. We listen within and we are guided and led. And our lives are blessed. And we are blessed. And so I recognize that the good is overflowing and flowing into our lives, in us and through us and as us. And what a blessing it is to be participating in this thing called life. to be bringing our gifts to the world, and in turn to be receiving and experiencing the joy and the gratitude, and just to be in this thing called life. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe with absolute gratitude and trust, standing in truth and standing for truth. And so I release this prayer and I say, thank you, God, and so it is. And so I think David Conant's going to come forward and lead us in an affirmation that is on your insert today.
Well, if you would join me in saying this affirmation. Today, I let go of anything that is keeping me stuck or keeping me small. The universe now leads me to my best life. I am open to ever-increasing good, and so it is.
And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering today, I invite you to bring that forward, and you can put it in the basket here. If you did not bring an offering today and are continuing to support us via online, I thank you very much for your ongoing support. Hi, Bruce. Welcome back.
Are you going to take an offering? She has her invitations to go there and say you celebrate our birthday. And thank you so much.
I know.
Perfect timing. Hi. Nice to see you.
And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so I just begin by recognizing how blessed we are to be here together today, to be a part of this community, to be a part of Living Beyond Limits, to be recipients of the message and the truth, and to be awakening to that presence within us. And so it is from this place of fullness of heart, fullness of community and of connection with each other that I bless this offering today, knowing that it blesses us because it is transmuted into ministry so that we might continue to do business, to thrive, and to be here. So I bless this offering. I bless this community. I bless this philosophy. And I invite you to join me in sending a blessing out into this world, to every home, to every person, to every heart. And I say, and so it is.